Radio Channels. The Radio Channels.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
For his age, he is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wild. My only prayer is if I can't be there. Lord, oh Lord, protect my child.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another show here with Layla Fatima, your host on Parenting the Addict Child. You are listening to us on CRN Digital Talk through Recovery Talk Network, and it is 8:01. I'm sorry, it is 8:01. 1 o'clock says 8:01. 1 o'clock says 7:01. And we're off to a good start, aren't we, Tomas? And tonight we're going to be talking about alcohol. So I'm in the right place. Tomas, I would like to say hello to you this evening. I always forget to say hello to you right off the get-go. Tomas is my lovely engineer, the man behind the curtain. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing quite well behind this glass curtain.
I love it. Good. You look great. I like your hat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am very excited, very, very, very excited about tonight's show, everyone. And if you're joining us for the first time, I'm going to give you a little, very brief, condensed background on how this show came about. I am a writer and a single parent of two very amazing young men. My eldest will be 21 in July, and my youngest is 17. And both of my boys live with the disease of addiction. And I have experienced quite a bit through this as a parent, and I was very passionate about bringing this dialogue to a more public format. And I went from being a former columnist with the Orange County Register, and the columns were addressing addiction from a parent's perspective, and the response that we received and the amazing comments that parents sent in saying thank you. Just a simple thank you for talking about this was amazing. And that really inspired me to take this to the next level. And that's how Parenting the Addict Child has come about. And we will be talking about a lot of issues. Tonight our topic is going to be dealing with alcohol and underage drinking, spring break. We're going to be talking, I guess, a little bit about sex, drugs, and rock and roll here, and what our commitment and our responsibilities are to our children. And that's really the biggest thing, is to give parents a voice that are dealing with this disease. And for parents that are listening that aren't dealing with it yet, maybe some things that they can do to help prevent that. My guest this evening, I would like to introduce him here in the studio, is a very, very, just an amazing man, Phil Falsetti. How are you tonight, Phil?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Good. You're very welcome. I'm glad you're here. Phil Falsetti is currently, I like that, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Orange County. You actually founded this Community Alliance Network, which is CAN, in Orange County in 1998, and a countywide prevention program for the council. And you've got an extensive, extensive resume. You've been involved in this field for over 20 years.
Correct, yes.
Tell me a little bit about this Orange County Meth Task Force that you're involved in. Is that something that you're involved in? Is that weekly, monthly? And what is your position with that?
Correct, Layla. Just to give you a nutshell of the Orange County Methamphetamine Task Force, we founded that in April of 1999 when methamphetamine was, even at the time it was an epidemic, throughout Southern California and in certainly San Bernardino and San Diego. And Orange County wasn't doing much at the time, so with the direction of then Attorney General Bill Lockyer, We founded and created the Orange County Methamphetamine Task Force, and we've been in existence now for a good 9 years, and we meet on a monthly basis.
You've been doing this way before it was a big deal. You know what? I want to pick this up when we come back right after this break.
Have you lost control of your eating? Is it hard to stop eating after one normal serving of food? Do you constantly think about food, your weight, and what you shouldn't be eating? There is a solution. Food Addicts Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who are willing to recover from the disease of food addiction. Learn how to maintain a healthy weight and live a happy life. There are no dues or fees for membership. For more information, visit us on the web at www.foodaddictsanonymous.org.
Of weekly readers of the Penny Saver Shop or already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
For his age, he is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wild. My only prayer is if I can't be there, Lord, oh Lord, protect my child.
This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child, and you're listening to us on CRN Digital Talk. If you would like to join us this evening or send us a comment, the number that you can call in is 800-336-2225, and my guest this evening is Phil Falsetti, the CEO of National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Orange County, California. And Phil, we were talking a little bit about, before we went to break, that you had been involved in the Orange County Methamphetamine Task Force, and you guys started that a while ago.
Correct, and that was through the vision of then Attorney General Bill Lockyer. At the time, we looked at a statewide effort to create these task force throughout all counties in California, and I think only about 6 or 7 counties joined on at the time.
Okay.
And we were one of the first. San Diego and Shasta County were the other two. And I had the opportunity to chair that task force probably for 2 terms, one a 3-year term and another a 3-year term. So about 6 of the 8 years, 9 years that it's been in existence, I've had the privilege and honor to chair that task force through the Department of Justice. And we've had a lot of community input. And I will tell you, one of the things that has come to fruition with that group is we focused a lot in the early days on enforcement and precursor issues, and finally today, you know, here we are in 2008, and we've really turned the task force, a lot of the momentum towards the treatment issue and the issue of methamphetamine and how we deal with that as a brain-based drug, that you have to treat it much differently than we did back in the day with drugs like heroin and cocaine and alcohol. So that's the direction where we're at today, and we do meet the second Tuesday of every month at the Orange County Department of Justice, the Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement, and our meetings are open by invitation to those individuals that are interested in addressing the issue.
Okay.
And we took a triage approach where we have a group that is looking at prevention and education. We have a group that focuses all on law enforcement.
Okay.
And then another group that is dealing with treatment. So it's one of the first task force that I've been involved in about 20 years in this industry that brings prevention, treatment, and law enforcement to the same table to discuss the same issue. And that's just an amazing effort, you know, that we have going.
That really is, because I find that just from a parent's perspective, and you know, in the brief time that we've known one another, it's what I really like working with you is that you've got a lot of the statistics, you've got a lot of the resources that you go to. As a parent, I sit back and say, you know, well, this is what I need. And you're actually participating in that. You guys are out there on the front lines as well. And putting all these groups together under one roof is crucial, because if you've got one side that doesn't know what the other side is doing, what's the point?
Correct.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's tough, and we do this so often with things like alcohol and drugs and other issues in our community, where we go into this vacuum of isolation of this is what I'm going to do with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't tend to open up our resources and open up our eyes to leverage and partner with other groups or individuals that are out there also.
Right.
Is we just get caught up in the momentum of what we're doing to conquer or address this issue, and we forget about others that we could leverage and help us out in addressing the issue.
It's a great word, leverage. Stephanie is my online producer here through MySpace, and what we've done, Phil, is before the show here on Thursday, we posted a question for our online listeners, and we asked them if they believe that adult supervision, which is a parent or someone over 21, which is how we identified it, creates a safer way for teens and young adults to drink. And this was a question that was really important for me, because raising two boys where alcohol and marijuana are so easily available and very accepted in today's culture, it's not something that is a taboo. Everything that is surrounding our children today is alcohol and marijuana. And there is a belief out there that those are the okay drugs. And they're not really bad. And in my case, and I know that in a lot of other parents' case, what ends up happening is when we're dealing with the other components out there of genetics and what the children are dealing with, that fuse of addiction can be lit very easily with alcohol and marijuana, and leads to very difficult times. And one of our parents has responded here. They would like to remain anonymous out of Cleveland. And her response to this, and I want you to comment on this, Phil. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. But her response is, let me just scroll down here. She says that it looks like she's the minority here. But yes, kids are going to drink, and if there's supervision or not. So having someone there to take keys and monitor is better than just a bunch of teens drinking without supervision. It's just my opinion, and I'm a junkie, so obviously I have made bad decisions in my life, but I think opinions is what you asked for. Well, Anonymous in Cleveland, Ohio, I'd like to think you're a sober junkie at this point. And you know what, Phil? We're going to take a break here, and that'll give you a moment to kind of gather your thoughts, because I can tell you I have a lot of responses to that one as well. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child. And
Hi, this is Hector Luis Bustamante from the hit series The Shield. As an actor, image is everything. Well, I had considerable hair loss, and it jeopardized that image. Then I went to see medical hair restoration. I sat with the doctor. They explained my options, showed me photos. I even got to meet someone who had the same procedure. It was all education and zero pressure. And now, 9 months later, I look like I did 10 years ago, and my career is flourishing. If you're losing your hair, you've got some exciting options out there. And MHR is your total hair loss partner. From hair restoration to hair loss fighting products, even the new FDA clear laser technology. The only thing you'll be disappointed about is why you waited so long. Give them a call right now.
Write this number down. Toll free, 800-798-1929. 800-798-1929. It's not a question of if anymore. It's a question of when. When will you regrow your hair? Call now for your free DVD package. 800-798-1929. 800-798-1929.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news.
It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-428-5311. That's 1-888-428-5311. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-428-5311. Again, 1-888-428-5311.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child, and my guest this evening, Phil Falsetti, CEO of NCADD. And I can say that. I have to say it slowly, though, because I know that I could throw in a few other letters, too. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Orange County, and Phil and I were just discussing an online listener from Cleveland, Ohio, and her opinion, and I just want to make that very clear. This is her opinion, and we just want to discuss these different opinions here. What are your thoughts on that, Phil? You know, about it, she feels that it is safe as long as someone's there to monitor and take the keys.
Yeah, it is a very sensitive issue with parents. And coming out of Cleveland, I have one of my mentors, Dr. Steve Shiroka from the Cleveland area, mm-hmm. and him and I have spent many, many years talking about this and discussing it, and Steve has raised four daughters that now have all left the home and are doing great things. And when we get to the issue of parenting, and it's so sensitive to say, you know, parenting absolutely has to come from the heart. There is no textbook to say, you know, I parent or what I'm doing in my house and what's happening next door. Even your children say, well, so-and-so's doing, you know, my friends, are, you know, their mom and dad let me do this. The issue, first and foremost, is that it is illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to consume alcohol or use alcohol at any stage or in any manner.
Right.
And it also states from the law that any adult over the age of 21 who provides alcohol to a minor under the age of 21 is certainly at risk for law enforcement to step in, and you know, whether they're purchasing or providing it. And we've seen across the nation there's been numerous cases where parents have held teen parties, high school level parties, where they allow alcohol to the youth, and the intent is there. I'm going to supervise it, I'm going to put it, you know, we're going to monitor it, we're going to take the keys and do all of those things, and we're going to be good parents. The intent is absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, what we're doing is sending a message to our youth that, you know, it's just alcohol. It's a legal product and it's okay to consume it.
Right.
The problem with that is that the consumption is to monitor how much, to monitor that this is okay and it's a legal product that you can use this. And it just doesn't happen in that particular setting. So it's so hard to say as a parent, and you want to be a good parent, you want to be their friend, and you want to be the social host.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is breaking the law.
Yeah.
And we have seen ordinances and laws passed across the nation that are addressing this now, that if you are hosting an event at your home, a party, and there are underage minors under the age of 21 who are consuming alcohol, you can and will be arrested, is what we've seen a lot of police departments doing today. It's a way of cracking down that this isn't okay. It's also gone to the extent in several cities across the nation where even if you aren't home and, you know, mom and dad take
a weekend out,
or they're out of town, and the word spreads across the high school campus that, hey, Friday night, Saturday night, you
my
know, so and so's parents are gone. Now law enforcement is even to the extent of if alcohol is found at your home and you're not home, you still could be held liable.
Right.
A, for providing the alcohol to minors and allowing that to happen. And B, you know, if worst case scenario, if one of those children are driving or are in some type of crash or incident or right. anything that may happen while they're under the influence, the cause then comes back to the parent
yeah.
at that level. So law enforcement today is taking this matter more seriously, and it's not that law enforcement can go out to every home and every
right.
Friday night, Saturday night party, but from the standpoint of being a parent, from the standpoint of being a mentor and sending a good message, it's a fine line between trying to be their friend, trying to have intent of hosting an appropriate party to where you control it. But it's very difficult to control the situation when you have that. And you have parents on both sides of the street. On one side, you can have the parent that monitors it and says, it's okay under my presence.
Right.
And then across the street, it's the other parent that says, absolutely not. We will not tolerate that in this home. And what happens is, with our adolescents and teenagers today, and this is a message for parents today. If you do not know your child's friends and your child's friends' friends and your child's friends' parents, they may be going across the street to that friend's house whose parents allow them to do it and thus have adult or parent approval that, hey, it's okay to drink.
Right.
And so it's a very, very sensitive issue. But the bottom line is law enforcement here, it's against the law, and you will be held accountable if, for God's sake, anything were to happen as a result of the drinking in your home.
We've got a lot to talk about here tonight. This is Layla Fatima, your host, and we'll be right back after this message.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom design look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-241-0749 for a free in-home design consultation. That's 1-800-241-0749. Call right now and save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 5/31/2008. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License numbers available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-241-0749. That's 1-800-241-0749. Sears, where it begins.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Keith and Charmy Amber, just exploding with new perspectives.
And sound answers to life's tough questions.
Check out Mastering Ourselves on CRN 1, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're spiritual lifestyle experts offering an intriguing journey where you end up more at home with yourself, your behavior, and your understanding of life.
So come on.
You can do it.
Stretch into
the greater you
on Mastering Ourselves.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child, here on CRN Digital Talk, Recovery Talk Network. And we're talking about underage drinking, alcohol, and we have our guest here, Phil Falsetti, who is the CEO of National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And we have our first caller with us tonight, Keith from Pittsburgh. How are you tonight, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Do you have a question or a comment for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to share some of my views on the underage drinking. And
please, we'd love to hear it.
Buying the minors alcohol and letting kids like drink with supervision. I think that, well, first of all, I'm an addict and an alcoholic. I'm in recovery right now. And
good for you.
Congratulations.
I'll be clean for 2 years.
2 years? Good job.
In August.
Great.
Yeah. And
how old are you, Keith?
I'm 26.
Thank you.
And I drank underage, and I drank heavily underage. And my parents, like, really, they knew I was drinking, but they were powerless over my alcoholism. So I think if someone has the alcoholic gene in them, say their dad is an alcoholic, or their mother was an alcoholic, or even their grandparents were alcoholics.
Right.
I think if they go to a party and the parents are supervising the drinking, and all of a sudden the kid takes that first drink of alcohol, and then the kid becomes powerless and starts craving more, and he just drinks. So he passes out, you know.
Right, that fuse has been lit. That's exactly. How old were you when you had your first drink?
15.
You were 15. Was it in the presence of an adult? Were you at okay.
A girl that used to babysit me, I got her to buy me a 40 of malt liquor. And that was
We're not laughing at you. We're just laughing at your creativity. And I, you know, I'm a mom of two addicts, so I know exactly how this works. And you know, my thing with this, if I may, Phil, is that, you know, you're absolutely right, Keith, when you talk about, you know, that fuse being lit, that powerlessness steps in. And I think that my message and what I want to say to parents is that you just don't know if your child has that or not.
Yeah.
And if we can prolong that alcohol use, and that lighting of the fuse, if you will, in the brain of an addict or an alcoholic, you know, I don't know what the statistics are, Phil, or what the rate, but I know that it's pretty high if they start drinking and using. Both my boys were using at 13,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now I've got one who's got 5 felonies in drug court and one who's been in treatment.
Wow.
So, you know, it takes its toll, and you do everything you can to delay it. But if we've got some parents that are saying it's not a big deal, I don't understand how it's safe.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the premise that, you know, alcohol is a legal drug.
Yeah,
it's a legal product.
Right.
But it is a drug, and it is addicting.
Right.
And that's where we miss the boat is well, it's legal, and we drink as adults, you know, so what's the harm in having that first 40? Yeah, exactly.
The harm is, yeah, these are children, not adults.
Correct.
There's a difference, and that's there's no argument after that. These are children, not adults. This young man, Keith, he's coming up on 2 years now. But, I can just imagine, just seeing it firsthand, what you go through to get that 2 years of sobriety.
I put the alcohol down, and my drug of choice is opiate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a painkiller. I was OxyContin.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's
what I use. Yeah, and Keith, your story is similar to stories that Layla and I hear on a daily basis.
Right.
Is I was 12, 13, 14 when I began drinking. That it was marijuana, then it was other drugs, and I think that even from the issue of addict and alcoholic, is you get to a point where you know the alcohol was always there, but it was the next drug you were looking for, and people say, well, my drug of choice was, you know, X, Y, or Z, but
right.
certainly the drug of choice was whatever with alcohol.
Right.
That alcohol was
the things they're doing around here is there was a girl that just died like last year, and she was at one of those parties where they were supposed to be supervising, and she drank a whole bottle of Everclear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's...
While being supervised, right? Yeah.
And these are stories that, unfortunately, as sad as it is and real as it is, that we hear all too many times, and it's one too many. But, Keith, hey, appreciate Go Pittsburgh. You guys had a great game today. Layla gave me the fortunate of being able to watch the NCAA tournament here.
Yeah, I'm letting him watch. He's facing his mic is facing the TV. Keith, so. I want to congratulate you on your almost 2 years in August. And, you know, do keep us posted, and congratulations. We'll be right back after this. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child.
Digital Talk Radio, CRN, CRN.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now. 800-781-9713.
Hi, this is Linda Ronstadt for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. Call 1-866-994-4646. 888-994-4646.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello. I can only speak, my heart is beating so.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here tonight with Parenting the Addict Child, and my guest, Phil Falsetti, who is the CEO of National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Orange County. We are discussing drinking, underage drinking, parental supervision, and I want to get to our caller here. Do we still have Joe on the line with us? Hey, Joe, how are you tonight?
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, you?
I'm very well, thank you. You got a question or a comment for us this evening?
Yeah, I was just wondering, are there any vitamins or medication you take for alcoholism?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Are there any vitamins or minerals you can take for alcoholics?
Any vitamins or minerals that you can take for alcoholics? Okay, like referring to what? Like a daily vitamin or do you mean to help with alcoholism?
Yeah.
Well, I know that there's been some studies out there and they're trying to come up with something, but I'm not really quite sure what they're called. And are you looking for yourself?
Yeah, somebody I know.
Huh? So someone that you know, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe, unfortunately, there is no magic cure or injection or vitamin or drug that you can take that's going to impact someone who is an alcoholic.
Right.
And the alcoholism of the effects of drinking. There was an excellent article in Newsweek recently that Layla and I have been discussing earlier, where it talked about some of the new drugs that were made that were certainly going to help with alcoholism. But the best thing to do is certainly to see a physician when you have that. And if you don't have that, there are plenty of resources locally that you could contact and help your, you said it was your friend?
Yeah. And probably just stop. That's the best thing.
Well, that's certainly one way, you know, cold turkey, you know, works well when it comes to that. But when someone's been drinking to the point of alcoholism who is using daily, you needs a heck of a lot more.
Yeah.
Needs a physician care.
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of a medical detox, and it depends on the extent of it. And
do you have to see the doctor for that?
Yeah, you definitely want to see a doctor for that. It's not something you want to try to do on your own because your body, you know, your body goes through a withdrawal, and it can be, from what I've heard, alcohol was not the drug of choice for either of my sons, but I do know people that have experienced it. You know, it's not something you want to do by yourself, you know?
Yeah, but the first step is certainly if you can intervene with your friend and get them to surrender that, yes, I have a problem. One is to say, yes, I have a problem, and two would be, yes, I'd be willing to go with you or to seek some help at some level. But there are plenty of local resources and facilities and clinics and places that you can go to at least take the first step in and get some medical help.
Yeah, and even if you just go to our website, Joe, www.recoverytalknetwork.com, there's a lot of resources on there.
What is it again?
It's, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay, it's www.recoverytalknetwork.com.
Network?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and also through the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, the website's www.ncaddoc.org. Although we're going through some reconstruction on that website, there are plenty of links and resources here in Southern California for folks to get help.
Right. I just want to touch on a comment here that a lady has from Ohio. Again, we've got a lot of people listening from Ohio tonight, Phil. She said that looking back to my younger years, I did my fair share of partying and sometimes parents were present. I didn't see a difference with parents or no parents. Drinking alcohol at that age is to get drunk. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. What's your comment on that?
Well, I think that's exactly what alcohol does, is most people at that age drink for effect. It's not, doesn't matter what type of alcohol it is, hard liquor, wine, beer, energy drink with alcohol in it. The purpose of drinking is to get drunk and to alter your mood. And that's what most adolescents are searching for today, something that's going to alter their being, their
right.
mind. And alcohol does that,
right.
And it does it very well. And I would like to step back to... we didn't have a chance earlier, but truly just to define underage drinking and the issue behind it is a problem throughout the United States. The statistics and daily numbers that we have, and I won't repeat all of these, that we have in front of us, but the Surgeon General and IHH and the National Research Council Institute of Medicine and others. But every day there are... about 5,400 young people under the age of 16 who take their first drink of alcohol. That sort of gives you an idea of how problematic this is across our nation. But the
Did you
issue
say under the age of 16?
Yes, under 16. 5,400 is just one of the underage drinking data that we have, and we have a plethora of research here to get to that, but I certainly don't want to spend our time tonight talking about data and statistics and where we're at. It's so rampant that the month of April has been identified as Alcohol Awareness Month, and it was 21 years ago that the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence out of New York identified the month and designated the month of April to be Alcohol Awareness Month. And this year, Alcohol Awareness Month is Saving Lives, Prevent and Reduce Underage Drinking. And some of those numbers are just astronomical when we're looking at usage, but we're also looking at the cost. That underage alcohol costs the nation an estimated $62 billion annually is what we pay for our underage minors who are consuming alcohol.
So tell me, but when you read that, that's just such a... You can hardly wrap your brain around that number when you hear that. And when we come back from our break, Phil, if you wouldn't mind, what are we paying when you say that this is what we're paying for our underage minors that are drinking? This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child. And if you'd like to call us, the number here is 800-336-2225. And we'll be right back after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child. Tomas, you're ruffling my guest's feathers with that song. He's totally side-railed everything he wants to talk about. Now he wants to talk about this.
That Grammy award-winning
five, I believe it was
song
five
that
she
is
got.
Sending the message to our youth today. When we talk about marketing and media and money,
there you go.
Parents, this is what your kids are listening to and singing and having fun with. Is it trivializes the whole state of what alcohol is? That it is a drug.
Yeah.
We're not talking about heroin and crack and your kids shooting up in the streets.
Right.
We're talking about social issues of alcohol.
And you know, Phil, parents don't think that it can get to that with a drink. That it won't go to that point. That just, you know, a drink under parental supervision, if they're going to do it, then it might as well be under my watch, and that it's not going to get out of control, as if they can control chemically what's going on in that child.
Yeah, this is where it gets to be such a sensitive issue as a parent.
Yes.
Is the issue of alcohol and even the issues of cigarettes and marijuana is going back to, well, you know, as a parent, I did those things and I turned out okay. Or even as to the staunch stance that you take with it, is to say, well, it's a rite of passage. And we hear that. I teach at California State University, Long Beach, and I've been teaching there about 8 years. And I talk to the students all the time. I teach in the health science department and have the opportunity to talk about students about these issues, the rites of passage. And, you know, from age 12 to age 21 to age 24, and I'll say, you know, our teenagers and our adolescents, age 12 to 17, and then our 18 to 24 population, the young adults, they drink for effect. They drink to get drunk. And the issue is not even all this terminology that we're hearing about, you know, binge drinking is what we have to focus on. And we're seeing this across the nation where we're starting to address the issue of binge drinking.
Okay.
I have come up with my own definition here of it even goes beyond binge drinking, because binge drinking is defined as, for a female, 4 to 5 drinks in a setting, which now has been defined as a setting is a 2-hour period. So okay. For a female to have 4 to 5 drinks in 2 hours isn't very much. That's drinking socially.
Oh.
But that's binge drinking. Okay. For males, it's 5 to 6 drinks in a 2-hour setting.
Okay.
We have our kids today, some kids, I won't say all kids, and I don't certainly want to say that across the board that this is an epidemic that all, you know, this has been going on forever, folks. And our teenagers today are no different than teenagers 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Teenagers will be teenagers. They will take risk. They will be at more risk. The issue is that the drugs and the things that they're surrounded with today are much more dangerous than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we talk about this binge drinking, I even think that it's at a level of extreme drinking, that when they go out, they drink 6, 8, 10 with the intent to get drunk or to get high or to just get out of the mind of being sober and just have a mind-altering drug. And alcohol does that very well and very quick. And even these new energy drinks that are out today, the Tilt, the Juice, the Sparks.
What kind of alcohol content are we looking at with those?
If I believe that juice. If you go, when you go to the, and this is great education for the parents who aren't aware of these energy drinks that now are out on our shelves, is go into a 7-Eleven, go into your grocery store, the local liquor store, and look at the energy drinks that your kids are drinking, the Monsters,
what is that, the
Red Bulls,
yeah.
The other one, 21, is go out and look at these things and then look at the ones that have alcoholism. Juice, which looks just like a Monster can, has 9.9% alcohol per volume. So you drink one can of that and you weigh, you know, 110 pounds. You could be at a 0.15 with one can of this energy drink. That's the alcohol intent that we're talking about. So you drink one can, you are almost double if you're 110, 115 pounds, if I do my math right.
How old do you have to be to buy one of those?
Well, the law is that it does have alcohol in it, and it should be served where the alcohol is, and you must be 21 years of age to purchase it.
Okay.
The problem is you can put, you know, both those cans together, and they both look like they are an energy drink.
Okay.
And the merchant may not know the difference if you have an 18 or 21-year-old kid working at 7-Eleven who's just selling them, may not be paying attention. But also the issue from a parental and even a school-based level, right, is to take a closer look at these cans to see what our youth are consuming today. And so when we talk about drinking socially, is how much is enough for someone, you know, a sophomore in high school who weighs 110 pounds?
Right.
You know, is it one beer? Is it five beers? We can't really monitor that or check the BAC to say, you know, is a difficult judgment for a parent to make of allowing our social hosting to say, yeah, well, we're going to take the keys and we're going to let them drink or whatever it may be. I mean, we're sitting here watching these news stations that are celebrating spring break, and
right,
I guarantee the majority of these youth that we're watching right now,
right,
are definitely have been extreme drinking to have the behavior like they have. So it's a very fine line to say, you know, well, I've had two, I've had four, I've had six.
Because it varies for every person.
Correct.
Absolutely.
There's just no way to monitor. So the safest bet and the surest way is just not to serve it.
Mm-hmm.
And have that policy for your family,
right,
and to make a stance and be a parent. Don't be their party friend and,
right,
and at that level, but to be a parent and step up and draw the line and know what your children are doing, know who they're hanging out with, and know whose other parents are, whose your friends' other parents are allowing them to drink.
We're
going to
pick up on that when we come back about knowing the other parents and basically setting the values and the boundaries in our home. This is Layla Fatima, and we'll be right back after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. The Family Debt Center will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-361-8635. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, the Family Debt Center can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now, 800-361-8635. That's 800-361-8635.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid...
How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, this is Ms. Muggsy, your new psychic medium here on CRN Digital Talk. Call me Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-336-2225 for live sensitive readings and a better understanding of life's challenges. That's me, Ms. Muggsy, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on CRN Digital Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child, and we are on CRN Digital Talk. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 800-336-2225. I'm with my very entertaining guest this evening, Phil Falsetti, who is the CEO of National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. We are discussing a lot of different things, and we were just talking about underage drinking. And I want to read this real quick. Jess from St. Petersburg, Florida, says that she agrees that that if teens are going to drink, they're going to do it, supervised or not. So, yes, supervision is good, not necessarily by anyone over 21, but a responsible adult. She just wouldn't become the parent that is known for letting minors drink. Then you're just adding fuel to the fire and getting yourself in trouble, maybe even arrested. And before you, I can see you chomping at the bit on that one, Phil. But for me, when I hear a responsible adult supervising children, that's such a redundant statement to me. I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know how to address that. To me, it cannot be responsible. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. And again, it gets to the premise of the debate.
Right.
That it is illegal.
Right.
It's not a rite of passage.
No.
It's not that, well, we're going to supervise them and we're going to monitor their beverages.
Right.
We are talking about an addictive drug. We are talking about alcohol, which if you are under the age of 21, it is illegal to consume. If you're an adult, it's illegal to provide. It's pretty cut and dry, but I do understand the other side of the fence of the intent of a parent trying to monitor and be the friend, you know.
They're going to do it anyways.
Correct. Yeah, they're going to do it anyways. I mean, well, should we say that about everything? Yeah, well, they're going to do it anyways.
Right.
They're going to drive 100 miles an hour, so let's give them the car anyway.
Let them try it out. As long as we sit in the back seat, we're okay.
I mean, that's, to me as a parent, that's you know, a tough statement to say that, you know, gosh, I hope I can, you know, have a value to my child's decision making.
Right.
To know the difference between legal and illegal and right and wrong.
You know, when my boys were younger and they were getting alcohol from other places, 14, 15 years old, and they would come home. New Year's Eve was a perfect example. Mom, can we have a glass of champagne just to toast? Absolutely not. But Mom, it's just New Year's Eve. It's not a big deal. Absolutely not. Now, here's the argument, though. They were getting alcohol from other adults. But the message that they got from me was that was not going to happen. Not on my watch. That was not going to happen. And Sam here from South Dakota writes in and he says that he does not believe that it is safe to supervise kids. He's, what are you going to say? Here, kiddies in a controlled environment and it's okay because we, the elders, are watching over you. And this is what he says. Any addict would manipulate the situation anyway. You may think you are controlling the situation, but you wouldn't be if they were addicts. You can't control an addict. Once that fuse is lit, you're dead. I don't mean literally.
And I think you might agree with this statement, Layla. How much control do you have over a teenager?
Oh my God, especially one that's
so
using.
I don't want to simplify the issue of addict and teenager.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but I just want to say that teenagers are just as manipulative.
Right.
Teenagers are very, very smart about knowing how to get around things.
Extremely.
And parental things.
Extremely.
And it's an amazing issue. for us to sit here and talk about. Underage drinking, to get down the path of, you know, without getting too socially into to telling parents how to parent. I mean, that's obviously got to be from the heart. But the issue of underage drinking and what stance you make and what education you provide to your children.
And I want to talk about underage drinking. I want you to define that, because we started on that. And when we come back, we're going to take a caller here. We've got Tracy from Connecticut on hold. And then I want you to define underage drinking, because I think that we hear that. That's become such a big buzzword in today's culture. This is Layla Fatima, your host, and we'll be right back after this message.